Wait! Sonia jumped up and clutched Glass's arm, pulling her back to the couch. Her fingers tightened around her wrist. The Chancellor is on life support, which means that Vice Chancellor Rhodes is in charge. You shouldn't go yet. She paused. He has a very different approach to governing. There's a chance that he'll pardon you. He can be convinced. Sonia stood and gave Glass a smile that did little to illuminate her glistening eyes. Just wait here. Do you have to go? Glass asked, her voice small. She couldn't bear to say another goodbye. Not when every goodbye could be forever. Her mother bent down and kissed Glass's forehead. I won't be long. She watched Sonia apply a hurried layer of lipstick and slip out into the still empty corridor, then pulled her knees into her chest and hugged them tightly, as if trying to keep everything inside her from spilling out. Glass wasn't sure how long she slept, but curled up on the cushions that still remembered the shape of her body, it seemed possible that the past 6 months had been a nightmare. That she hadn't actually been imprisoned in a cell that contained nothing besides two metal cots, a silent, seething Arcadian cellmate, and the ghosts of sobs that remained long after her tears dried up. When she opened her eyes, her mother was sitting next to her on the couch, stroking Glass's matted hair. It's all taken care of, she said softly. You've been pardoned. Glass rolled over to look up at her mother's face. How? She asked, the surprise shocking her out of her sleep, chasing away the images of Luke that lingered on her eyelids when she first woke up. Why? People are growing restless, her mother explained. None of the convicted juveniles have made it past their retrials in the last year, and it makes the justice system look anything but just. You're going to be the exception, the proof that the system's still working how it's supposed to, that those who can contribute to society are given the chance to return to it. It took a little convincing, but eventually Vice Chancellor Rhodes saw my side of things, her mother finished, sinking back into the couch, looking exhausted but relieved. Mom, thank you. Glass didn't know what else to say. She smiled as she pushed herself up into a seated position and rested her head against her mother's shoulder. She was free? She almost couldn't comprehend the meaning of the word. You don't need to thank me, sweetheart. I'd do anything for you. Sonia pushed a piece of Glass's hair behind her ear and smiled. Just remember, you're not to tell anyone about the Earth mission. I mean it. But what happened to the others? Is Wells okay? Can you find out? Sonia shook her head. As far as you're concerned, there was no mission. What's important is that you're safe now. You have a second chance, her mother murmured. Just promise me you won't do anything foolish. I promise, Glass said finally, shaking her head in disbelief. I promise.